Tuesday, 7th day of Hanukkah. And we all sing more.
Right, one of the minhogim on Hanukkah is to play dreidel. Dreidel, let me ask you a quick question. We know in Shulchan Aruch and Kosher Mishpach Shin Ayin says that a person shouldn't be involved in gambling. Masachah Bekuvia, so Mishnah ends of the first page of Rosh Hashanah, Shulchan Aruch in two three places, Shin Ayin, the Chosha Mishpat, and some of the Lamadalat, the Chosha Mishpat, that says, in fact, if someone is Masachah Bekuvia, he's a proper gambler, he's Pasul Eidus. And yet, when it comes to Hanukkah, we encourage it. Okay, so obviously, number one is, the Shizus HaTosfos and the Ramah, is that if you've got a Parnosa from somewhere else and you're not reliant, your Parnosa is not reliant on winning with dreidel, then fine. Then according to the Ramah, that will be okay. The Shulchan Aruch himself held as a problem. In fact, who follows the Shulchan Aruch? Many Sfaradim follow Shulchan Aruch. Rebbe Avadi Yosef, Nyabi Yo'ima, Chelik Zayin, in the Chesh Mishpat Simavav, he's got a tshuva where someone asked him, am I allowed to buy a lottery ticket? Right? The Rambam holds, Masachet Bekuvia is gambling. The Rambam held, even if the gambling is in a way that you're not dependent on the money, right? The Rambam held that it's still an Issa. And Rav Avadia said famously in his tshuva, after a whole long tshuva, after saying it's machlokes, therefore he says it ends up being that he follows the Shulchan Aruch, and he says, Maskona Dedina, Shah Sfaradim Ve'edus HaMizrach, the Sfaradish HaKehila, Osu Lehem Le'ishtatif B'Knias Kartisei Mif'al HaPais. No Mif'al HaPais? Mif'al HaPais is the lottery organization that is in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, Dr. Rav Avadia is an Issa to take partake in the lottery ticket. Now, when I was in Eretz Yisrael, I discussed this with Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef, the son of Rabbi Avadia, and he said, Eidus Baal Peh, that his father was Chayza Sef Yomov, that he was Mekel, the Sef Yomov, connected to what he writes in his Sefer. Okay. But at the end of the day, at least, Vashtek, in his Sefer over here, he's Machmel like the Rambam. But us, Ashkenazim, we can confidently say that when we play dreidel, and with that we lose and gain, there would be no problem of Masachet Bekuvia. It's a Mishnah which tells you it's a problem, something which is looked down upon. However, since we hope that the Parnos is not dependent on dreidel, therefore we're saying that it's going to be okay. So that deals with the aspect of Masachet Bekuvia. Now my shaila to you is that very nice, Masachet Bekuvia is okay, but when it comes to Shabbos, after the Friday night meal, there's a good few hours after the meal sometimes, and it comes to dessert, and you've got a few sweets over there, but the sweet compartments, and you think of, you're the Russian Mishpocha, and you think of a good game, you know, together in the Mevolt, you've got a dreidel there, and you say, look, let's play dreidel. If you get Gimel, you're going to get four sweets. If you get, how's it go? Hey, then you get three. If you get Shin, you get two. And no, there's nothing. Whatever. Okay. That's too fair. You have to start giving back. Okay, whatever the nusach is, right? Let's keep the nusach simple. 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's keep it like that. And you start the game. You're thinking you're doing a grosser teva for the olam. You're getting the olam excited. The davar shel mitzvah, minig shel yisrael, chasam seifis to play dreidel. And that, which is an interesting thing. So, yeah, afshataka. The Maisa is state on the first of Shulchan Aruch that to do a Goyrel on Shabbos is an Issa. You would have thought maybe it's Fakroch and Mishtabura. Mefurash Mechava, end of Shin Chav Beis, Mechava says that to make a Goyrel, you come in with a dessert and you make a Goyrel, one's bigger than the other. You know, you've got this flour, a nice flour cake, and you know, one of them's got the nice chocolate at the top, and the other plate hasn't got the chocolate at the top. And you decide to make a Goyrel, right? Whoever gets it, you want to make things exciting. That's exactly the Shulchan Aruch case. Also, Lahatal Goyrel, even Ali Degoy, even Mokka Mitzvah. There used to be sometimes Mokka Mitzvah, we'll come to at least in a second, but Mokka Mitzvah, where you want to actually give an item to someone, that would be a problem. It's very relevant when it comes to Chavras Tehillim, when a few groups of boys come together Shabbos afternoon, mostly relevant in the summer, and they get together, they say Tehillim, they say Mishnayos, they learn they learn of a silvanim sometimes, and at the end, maybe sometimes they would want to make some way of pulling out something in a hat, some way of pulling out names that they have registered from before Shabbos. And the Sheikh Talevi has a tshuva on this one, and he says there's a problem. You can't do a Gvera on Shabbos. It looks like you're doing Mecca Chamemka, and therefore it's interesting that God Mefurish Mechava that you can't do a Gvera. Okay, so we understand that when it comes to Cheres Tehillim, that you know the first three people that get pulled out are going to get a voucher. We understand that's already a problem. But when it comes to dreidel, and you're talking about raisins, and you know, talking about sweets and smarties and nash, yeah, you would have thought mechatesa. But the poskim say that whoadam, when it comes to geirul, the fact is that you're benefiting, you're getting something. The Magen Avraham does say a very well. You said Alias. There used to be, the Magen Avraham points out, what happens if you had, if let's say two people was a muddle and you got two chiyuvim, so that a lot of shuls had a minute to make a goyro. I remember some once by Mechiris Aliyah, there was a bit of I think the gabba got mixed up and there was two people that bought it, so I think the Rav said they should make a goyro, and they made a goyro. That's not a problem. The Magen Avraham says, where the person who wins is not receiving an item, he's receiving a zachus. Right? Then it's that's not included in Goyrul. Goyrul has to be that he has a tangible item. That's interesting. Since the whole reason Domin Lemeka Chamemka has to be that he's walking out with something. But not with some, not, you know, just as a chus. As Oshlet Magen Avraham says very, very clearly, you're talking about Kaddish, if you make a Goyrul for someone to say Kaddish or the chus of Aliyah, that's not included in it as a Goyrul. I find it very relevant. Some people like to do when they're playing snakes and ladders. Let's say you want to play snakes and ladders with someone, and you want to know who to start. Okay, so you know who to start. So to add to the fun, sometimes you like to take the dice and you say, right, whoever gets the highest is going to start. Is that a problem? Goyal. Why is it no? It's a goyal. Mefurshim Mechava. You can't do a goyal. You're going to get something. No. Magen Avraham says that's only if you receive something tangible. But if you're not receiving something tangible, it's a chus to start. It's a chus, it's a chayv, whatever you want. It depends if you get the snake or the ladder. The mindset is, if it's just as a chus, yeah, the Magen Avraham says very clearly that's going to be okay. So it's going to sound, but where the winner receives an item, that's going to be a problem.
Is that called tangible? Is that called...
That's what went through my mind, obviously, when I saw the post from who asked a goyim, and I thought, you know, mechatesa. The mice, it seems to be milano. Who are asked us to differentiate? You know, if it's a nice sweet, a good sweet. The fact is, the person's walking away with something. It's a grover issa. It's a grover issa to do goyim on Shabbos. It's a merzik exactly. You thought you're doing the biggest mitzvah. The fact is, if people are gaining something, it's going to be a problem of direct issue of issa goyim state in Shinchav base. Shachunov's talking about a money. You know, a type of dessert. A portion, if it's bigger, smaller, it's very hard for us to make hagbolas and say that, you know, maybe these sweets, maybe not, maybe those types of sweets that we're trying to offer, maybe those are okay. It's very hard for us to say.
Monopoly.
Monopoly is not zchus. It's the process of a game. Where you want to grab a zchus over the other, that's different. But if it's a process of a game, that won't be included in the game.
Can you make it go and the loser has to start?
Can you
make a goyro?
Yeah, I it doesn't seem like, yeah, it's a choy be a problem. But one shayla I do have, okay, very nice. So I think we've established quite clearly that to play goyro in a way that people gain is a problem, which they have taken Rebbe Falk writes in his Sefer, and many others I've seen afterwards also write this. And Shmuel Shabbos Gil Chosse also writes it, Shmuel Zalman Leibach, he says you won't be able to play dreidel on Shabbos in a way that you can. My challenge is, can you just play? You've got a dreidel lying around, maybe the theme of a Friday night meal is that you have a few dreidels around. Can you play dreidel? Stump, at the end of it, just, you know, upside down, no sweet, no nothing. You just spin it upside down, you spin it just for the sake. It'll only last 2-3 minutes. It won't take a long time. You're right. Allah says it's going to be a problem, then it's going to affect muksa. Muksa is only a tzar from it being osa. That's always a mistake some people can make. You can't touch it because it's muksa. No, it's muksa because you can't touch it. Okay, let's leave that for another time. The end of the day is that when you have a dreidel, can you play dreidel without receiving any benefit? Friday night after the meal, I just want to spin the dreidel, do upside down, do all the shapes. Obviously, it's not electronic. And that's the shayla. The pashtus of Mishnah, there is a bach. The bach writes that it is osa, even without any revach, since it's a game that you do, that you gain and you lose. The bach, mefurash bach, in the Shinam Chesed, the Kavachan brings it down. But it's very interesting note that Mishabru does not quote this bach where he should have. He misses this bach out. And if the postman wanted to be Madaik, that Mishabura wasn't really keen on this Bach. It's one thing that if you play dreidel and you play in a way that you're getting something, that we have established as us, as Mefurash Mechaba. But where you're not getting something, that is a Mishabura, it's especially, very intentionally missed out that bath to see the that should be okay to place some, that tackle wouldn't be a problem. So, I think it's a chosh of halacha when it comes to dreidel Friday night to know that I think it's quite clear that there's a problem to play dreidel in a way that you're going to gain. Just some to play, that would be okay. Again, we mentioned the Bach, if someone wants to be machmeh matayr, or b'chas v'shamah to be machmeh on children, it's a chumash al gabi chumah for even a gadol to be machmeh. So, koshki, when it comes to children, for shteisach, they're allowed to play stump without any, obviously, we're talking about without any rebach, that's going to be okay. So that's when we get to a shayla, when we get to the dreidel. Now let's move on to interesanta shayla. Let's see what the ulama have to say about the shayla. Someone had a shayla yesterday. Yesterday it was about 1 o'clock, and he wanted to go. He needs to go to London. He needs to go to London at 1 o'clock. Take the train there, do a small job for a couple of hours, and come back. So his wife was here, and b'shas hadlokah, the pasha wanted to know what is the correct thing to do. Should his wife light at the right time, just before Chatzis, before whatever this man is, you know, quarter to five that time, or he was planning and coming back 11:30, 11:45. That's when his train was.
No, it's too late. You can't do
11:45. Right? So you already said 11:45. So perhaps 11:45 is late. So what would you do? What would you say to such a person who he's either got an option for his wife to light the nearest, or for himself to let no one should do anything if he comes back at 11:45.
Now,
well, if his wife lights, he would also be yotzer. That's the first he'll be yotzer with his wife at locker. The post-game debate about this, obviously this machlokes, there's more of an indication to the post-game, there's more of an atiyah to say that she should be lighting really at the time. It's better to catch the right time. And it doesn't matter, he'll lose his privilege of lighting, but it's better for his wife to light at the right time. But when I mentioned this, I said it's machlokes, and you know, and I just indicated, I said there's an indication that really it's best to light on time. He said that my wife, she won't feel comfortable, you know, Rosh HaMishpoch over here starting to light, 4:45, what's she going to sing Moi? So, how's it going to work? You know, it's not, he didn't believe it's in the spirit of his wife to start taking over the adlocker. Fair enough. We accepted that. Shmuel Vazna also understood that. Shmuel Vazna said, like, you can wait. And when he comes home, he should do that locker. The Maisa, his train got delayed last night. You can check the trains. And his train got delayed, and he arrived about 12:30. Half past 12 at night, quite late. And his wife was sleeping. His wife was sleeping, and now he himself is coming back by himself. He's home by himself. It's after Chatzos. Okay, we're not going to be so concerned about Chatzos, but my concern is that there's no one outside. Where he lives is a cul-de-sac. It's quite quiet, the area. There's no one outside, and there's no one inside. His wife, who is he lighting for, right? So he's not lighting for outside. So now, he's lighting for inside, but everyone's sleeping. The postman states that there has to be a presumptuous of at least another person. The Mishnah Brewer writes that you should wake up the members of the family in order to make a presumptuous, otherwise you can't make a bracha. Now, Moshe, don't worry, we'll save the day, I'll tell you. She gave him consent, and she texted him, please wake me up when you come home. You're right. You don't wake me up. But when they say, please wake me up, she said, please wake me up, and listen to the chap. The chap is okay. He says a simple story, so obviously he woke up. But listen to the chap. She's not really in the mood of starting to get out of bed and starting to come to the dining room and start making her gazelach. The chap is that there's even a minor to light by his bedroom door. Mm-hmm. What's the reason why many Ashkenazi Shechevra we light by the window? What's going on? We're doing for the Bnei Abayis. So why don't we get the minor of lighting by the door? Mesuzah b'mitzvahs. We know there's a minor of lighting near door, so you've got a minor of Mesuzah b'mitzvahs, you've got a Mesuzah on your right, a menorah on your left. So why? Says the Mokhna Rav, because where possible, try and get the Pirsa Manes. If there's a few people outside, try. It's better to show other people over the Milov and Silver Mitzvahs. That's where you find two different Menhogim. The Hasidim are more noted to say it's better to do by the door, and many Ashkenazim do it by the window, because that's the debate. But where outside is all quiet, it's 12:30, it's even later by the time you let Yeah, it works. There's nothing doing outside.
Then even the Mogna Abraham is going to agree that it's better to do it by the door, because then because why not? You got the minor. Okay. The other side, there, specifically where he lived, there wasn't. Oy vazoi, she was sleeping. She could just open her eyes, stay lying down. She can continue lying down. And like this, he's got the mind on doing it by the door, and she can continue sleeping afterwards. As this will
she
be.
Has to see.
Yeah, she has to see. She has to be awake.
Half an hour. I got you.
No. The half an hour is the half an hour is not a Chris Indian. But half an hour, you have to make sure that it's lit for half an hour, which is actually a big debate when it comes to shuls. Oh, see, he would have to wait up for half an hour because the shear, one of them, the shear is definitely half an hour because he couldn't do less than half an hour. The big debate in the post game is when you have shuls. Where they are very sharp people, they're coming on time. Maariv is at best 12 minutes, latest 12 minutes, otherwise you're getting money back. 12 minutes Maariv. They light just before Maariv. They all rock up a minute before Maariv. Two brokers, and off they go. 12 minutes, they're out. There's no half an hour. The posting are full of it. Shimon Talib's got sugar to be there. I don't know about this. And it's a bit of a problem. It's a bit of an issue.
Where?
In shul. Even in shul, the person wants to say, depending on the reasons.
The Rav likes. Is he being good in shul?
No. But still, in order for the Rav, in order for the person in shul to make a brocha, it needs to be that he's lighting in a way that is kosher. So it has to be he's lighting the shea for half an hour. Therefore, even if he has a zin, but he's making a brocha. The brocha, if he doesn't make a brocha, fine. So he's making two brochas. First night making three brochas. So it's going on, because Api Alocha, he's supposed to light in shul. Or Bashein Alocha, it should be half an hour. It's a very tricky one. There could even be a Maida to light really early, quarter of an hour before Maariv, even if there's no one there. Okay, that we're going to leave. That gets debatable. But at the end of the day is that many shuls try and arrange that there's someone there to stay on for another quarter of an hour to make sure they've got the half an hour. But the fact of the sheer half an hour, that's like always going to be the case. You always have to make sure there's half an hour.
Who
next one, I just want to finish off with a very interesting one. Let me just mention the regular classical shayla. If you've got on Hanukkah, you get delivery, and you've got an option to either have a slice of pizza, or you've got an option to have a donut. What in halacha comes? What comes before what?
You would have thought.
Maybe donuts is much more popular. Donuts is a docha zeicha panes, but in halacha it's not brought down donuts. It's the Rambam had a son, Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam. He wrote in a tshuva. Yeah, that's a minute to have it, but it's not brought down in halacha. But she'inkin, when it comes to cheese, the Rambam says mafurish. There's a yesh no yagin to eat cheese. Why is that minute? Because Yehudit, who was the daughter of Yechonon Kohen Gadol, was a brother. Must have been a sister of Matisyahu. Matisyahu had five sons. Matisyahu's father was Yechonon Kohen Gadol. Matisyahu's sister was Yehudit, and she managed to kill the Egmon with Ali Day giving him cheese and wine, all sorts of things. So the Rambam says there's a meaning to have cheese. Got into some. The Mizam Oibach says, what's the Maila? Why is there a meaning to have donuts? Listen to this. He says it's in a way to achieve us to thank Hashem, to daven to Hashem about the Mizbeach. We never ask Hashem that please bring back the Mizbeach. Even in long benching, don't mention the Mizbeach at all. Now, what happened in the Beis HaMikdash is the Mizbeach. We want the Beis HaMikdash to come back, the Mizbeach to come back, so we want to have donuts to be mechayev ourselves, and to make ala michya, and in order to daven for the Mizbeach to come back, Chanukah's on Mizbeach. Let me throw in one more geshmaka thing. And that is, that when it comes to ala michya, why is it on Hanukkah do we not mention ala michya? We should mention the haskaras of Hanukkah, the me'en ha'ma'ira. We say it by Shabbos, or we say it by Chlisenu, we say it by Yom Tov, surely we should say it by Hanukkah. So the Rishonim Nachmanim already discuss this. Abu the Bala Musa say a beautiful word. Hanukkah, what would we do? We would come and thank Hashem. It's not some Ritiv Achadisino. It's a Haithah. We would come, what would we add into Ala Mechya? We would throw in very Bekitza a thank. When it comes to thanking, you cannot be Mekatza. When a person does a Tevah to you, you say Baruch Bitcha Ektana, exactly what the Tevah was, and you thank him wholeheartedly. No Kitzurim. If it comes to Chanukah, what would we have to add? Something very, very short. Dos Heisnish Kan Haidah. Haidah means to say it very, very clearly. And similarly, we don't do Ali Dei Shliach. Everyone asks, why is it when it comes to Chanukah, then there's a Musik of Mahadrin, and Mahadrin, Mahadrin. Where do we find such a thing? Be'ikadin, and then Mahadrin, Mahadrin, Mahadrin. We all do Mahadrin, Mahadrin. Yeah, because when it comes to thanking, We all want to partake. We all want to be part. We can't send shluchim, and that's what the Bani Musa say, that there's only one bracha in Chazon Shashat that we have to give the chaz on the hand. Yeah, we don't have to give the chaz on the hand by Atachoyne. We don't have to give him a hand even by Baruch Aleinu. Right? But one thing he does need a hand for is Moedim Darabonim. When it comes to thanking Hashem, that he can't do for us. We need to get up of our seats and say Moedim Anach Loch, and that's the lesson we've taken from Hanukkah, is that it's not good enough to throw into Alam Mechia. It would be too short. We have to say Haidor, Karach.
Oh, my God.